First reading this morning is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, and that is a beautiful book in the Old Testament, but most of us don't know very much about Ezekiel. So I would just like to tell you that as the book of Ezekiel opens, Ezekiel is sitting along a canal in Babylon, and he's sitting there and he's crying. And why is he crying? Well, for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons he's crying is that it's his birthday. His birthday. And of course, he's been now enslaved in Babylon for 5 years, away from his family, away from his beloved country, away from the city, away from his temple. And he's just brokenhearted. Now, he's also crying because it's his 30th birthday. And why would you cry because you have 30 years of life? Well, on his 30th birthday, it had been planned for years that he would be ordained a priest and anointed for the temple in Jerusalem. This was the day that he was supposed to be elevated to the priesthood. But there he was, a slave in Babylon, sitting next to a muddy canal. And so he cries. He cries because his whole world has fallen apart. His dreams of being a priest, squashed. His country, seized. His beautiful city of Jerusalem, on the verge of collapse. And the temple, the beautiful temple, everyone is sure the Babylonians will rip it down. He's brokenhearted. And so as he's sitting there on his 30th birthday, he gets a gift from God. And it's a vision. And all of a sudden, he sees coming westward, eastward, a vision of dazzling light. And he can make out that it's a throne that looks very much like the Ark of the Covenant in the temple. But sitting on the throne is a figure who he can't really see because the light is so brilliant, he can't see the face. And then he knows immediately, this is Yahweh, this is God. So on his 30th birthday, he can't go to the temple, to the Ark of the Covenant, to the presence of God. But God comes to him in all his sorrows, in all his tears. God comes to him. And of course, he's quite invigorated. And God leads him to a valley. And the valley is a little gruesome because many people have been buried in the valley. But when they get there, all the bones of all these people are laying on top of the ground. And Ezekiel looks at this and he's quite horrified. And God starts to animate the bones and enflesh them. And Ezekiel can see the people who had died, but God was resurrecting them. And of course, this is a wonderful, wonderful image for Ezekiel, because his God is a God that no matter how much you're crushed in life, he will raise you up. He will take care of you. He will impart to you life, eternal life. And then, in the vision, Ezekiel is brought back to Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, and the temple has been rebuilt, and it's absolutely beautiful, and he's so happy, and he stands there hoping that he'll be a priest in the temple. And he noticed a little stream of water coming out of the Holy of Holies. And the stream of water goes right across the sanctuary steps, and then down the steps and out the doors, and then out of the gates of Jerusalem. And all the time the stream is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And all the time the waters from the stream that's flowing from the Holy of Holies is so powerful that everything it touches blossoms, blooms, grows. It goes right across the desert, and the desert blooms. It goes right into the Jordan River, and the Jordan River swells. And the Jordan River flows right into the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea, nothing can live in the Dead Sea, but all of a sudden it's filled with life. And all around the edges of the Dead Sea there are trees. And Ezekiel says immediately, oh, this is Eden. This is Eden. My Lord, my God, has taken care of me. He's wiped away my tears, and he's led me to life in abundance, eternal life, the life that my forefathers, Adam and Eve, were created to live in. God does take care of me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.